All right, listen for that drive at 5. Stories driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Hello to you. All right, we often talk about subsidizing things and how much our tax money should go for this, that, the other thing, right? And there are more stories, out there about that. One in particular that I want to get into in just a little bit. An hour from now, do not miss this. Actually, the end of this hour is when this story starts. Matt Berkey is going to join me. He's a professional poker player. He's from Leechburg originally. Lives in Vegas now. That's where pretty much all the professional poker players live. And he said in 2023 that he knew of a game, and he named it. He did not hold back. That was a put-on, fake, ruse, that Chauncey Billups and other people were involved in. And he said it on a podcast, and I have the audio. It's also video. I tweeted it out. And he's going to join me to tell me what he knew. That's coming up just past 4 o'clock. All right, so the U.S. Golf Association, you know what they're requesting? State funds. Uh-huh. They want to construct a new bridge over the Pennsylvania Turnpike at Oakmont Country Club, where it can host the U.S. Open again. They want $5 million. That's what the USGA wants. $5 million from the Pennsylvania Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program in a grant. And that'll cover about half of the project. Now, the U.S. Open wants to hold the 2033, 2042, and 2049 men's open here. 2028 and 2038, U.S. Women's Open here. They say earlier this year, the U.S. Open, that was held at Oakmont, drew more than 230,000 spectators. That's what it wrote in its grant application. They said there's currently bottlenecks, two existing bridges that span the Pennsylvania Turnpike at Oakmont Country Club, and this second footbridge that was completed in 2003 helped ease pedestrian traffic a little bit. Now, that one, if you may remember, a really rich Oakmont member, Stan Druckenmiller from Duquesne Capital, he put the money up himself. Remember, they said, well, we can't come back unless we have another bridge. Old Druckenmiller said, how much? And they said, here's the amount. He said, I'm a billionaire. Let me get you my checkbook. And they had another bridge. Now, the bridge that is proposed, where they want $5 million from Pennsylvania, would be 350 feet long, and it would span the turnpike adjacent to the railroad there. And the USGA says this grant will allow us to construct vital on-site infrastructure that will be greatly improve the fan experience, increase accessibility and capacity, and ensure the future championships continue to deliver significant economic and tourism benefits to the region and to golf fans. They want to begin this in June 2027 and finish about a year later. Now, according to the USGA, the U.S. Open can generate $77 million in direct consumer spending. This is the part they don't tell you. That Oakmont made $7+ million as a club or so by hosting the U.S. Open. Once you factor in merch, once you factor in tickets, once you factor in facilities fee that they get from the USGA, all of that. Okay? I could see both sides of this. I could see you got to spend money to make money. I get that. And they want money from us in order to bring in 200+ thousand people to that neck of the woods. I can also see this. Taxpayers say, wait just a minute. We pay for the stadiums. The Riverhounds want money now to add to their stadium and make that a concert venue. We pay for some of the concert venues or sort of the places where they hold theater and opera and stuff like that. When are these places going to subsidize themselves? And when are they going to stop asking us for money? I could see both sides of it. If you ask me about this, I'd say no. Fund it yourself. And here's why. It's very lucrative. How much that Oakmont makes, how much those businesses make, and how much the USGA makes. Do you know anybody who doesn't have an Oakmont polo, a U.S. Open polo, a U.S. Open hat, something from the U.S. Open, and they want $5 million in tax money from me, you, and the other person? It's not an exorbitant amount. It's just not. But there will be a turning point, and I think we're getting there, and we're going to need new stadiums at some point, where John Q. Taxpayer says, you know what? No. Can't happen anymore. Not at all. Can't happen. If you want to make money and you make a ton of money, it's not going to be on my back anymore. And it feels like that worm is turning just a little bit. I can understand it and I can see it. And I know, and I'm not put off by them asking, but at some point, people need to put their hand up and say, nah, you know what? You want a bridge? Build it yourself. There's a bunch of other Druckenmillers walking around. Tell those old boys to pony up. They can make it happen, and they can get the bridge. And then we can have more U.S. Opens here. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Are you fed up with sports venues asking for your money? Or, conversely, are you A-okay with it? Traffic now. P.J. Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement Traffic Center, KDK, AAA Traffic. It's all powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Trevin.
Thanks, Colin. Expect the usual Friday rush hour delays on all the major arteries. Parkway North looks like it's inbound is smooth sailing, but outbound is slow moving as you work your way out of the city. Route 28 inbound slow moving towards the 31st Street Bridge. Outbound traffic looks good heading out towards the 31st Street Bridge. With AAA Traffic, I'm Trevin on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
fascinating interview coming up at the top of the hour. I'm going to play the audio at the end of the hour from a podcast a couple years ago where Matt Berkey, who's a Western Pennsylvania native, professional poker player, he called it out. In 2023, he said like 4 or 5 years ago that Chauncey Billups was involved in an illegal and ruse poker game. It was fake. He said it on a podcast. The audio's there. Receipts. And then wouldn't you know it that it happened? I'm going to have him on the show. He lives in Vegas now. He's from here originally. Big-time guy in the poker world. I don't play poker. I don't really know about all of that. But he's a big-time guy. And he made that claim in 2023. And wouldn't you know it, the FBI came a-knocking. And he was right. 866-391-1020. Wait till you find out what national day it is a little later on this hour. I'll get into that and so much more. But first, Pete is in Evans City. Hi, Pete.
Hey, Colin, how you doing, man? Love your show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I can maybe say I'm firmly on the fence about this Oakmont thing. We subsidize a lot, and at some point it's probably going to stop.
Well, you nailed it, as you usually do. Enough is enough. Like, here's the deal. The National Geographic magazine, which probably nobody reads, but it's still prestigious, named Pittsburgh one of 25 must-see destinations. Now, who knows what that'll generate? But what did they cite? Our cultural institutions, that industrialists built this legacy of cultural richness. And, you know, the Post-Gazette did a story, I think, two Sundays ago about how all these organizations are barely making it, you know, all of them. And so, like, let them ask for taxpayer money because they deserve it. Because I'm like the rest of the Yinzeritas out. I don't always go to the Benedum or whatever. I don't go enough. But they need the help, and that enriches our city.
Well, I will say this, though. Well, hold on a minute, though, Pete. The RAD tax does go to some of those halls that host things like that, like the Byam, the Benedum, places like that, Convention Center. Our taxes do go to some of those places, and you never hear people shake their fist at the clouds and yell about them. They always yell about Acrisure Stadium and PNC Park.
Agreed, but they are getting that money, but it's not enough. And, you know, when that stuff goes away, it's gone. The Steelers and the Penguins and the Pirates are never going away.
No, you bring up a great point. And the part that the USGA left out of their proposal, or that was left out of the Trib story, is that they turn a profit at the club. And, you know, there's two guys on my street that belong to Oakmont, and I don't have any ill will towards them. I don't. But I look at it and I say, and I'll see them this weekend. I'll probably bump into them, get in the mail, or just out on the street kicking around. And I'll say to them, like, you know, you guys aren't crying poor mouth, but you turn a big profit. You got a lot of rich guys that belong. You could pay the $5 million bucks to put that bridge up.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just that simple. You know, somebody who, in golf, no matter how you slice it, no matter how you play it, no matter what sort of angle you want to take, it's a niche sport. It just is. It does not have the wide swathing appeal that people who love golf will try to make you believe that it has. Simply not everybody's interested in it. And for the USGA to want $5 million from the Pennsylvania Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program to put another bridge over the turnpike, I'm not turned off by it. You have to try to exhaust every avenue you can, but it's the USGA. They got tons of money. And if they don't have tons of money, what they can do is turn to Oakmont's members, who, if you know any members of Oakmont, they're not poor. And what this does, it brings a ton of money into the club itself. 866-391-1020 is that number. Dave is in Rankin. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Colin, what's up?
Not much. Everything good?
Yeah, I'm in Monroeville today. I just shopped at a store I never shopped at before.
Hold on. In Monroeville. Is it that bird-watching store in Monroeville? You know where I'm talking about?
No, I don't bird watch.
They have what is that? That Birds Unlimited or whatever.
Yeah, I like the two-legged deer, but you don't have to go to a store to look at them. You know what I mean? But anyway, I was at the Spirit Halloween store.
Oh, you know what I like? I'll tell you, I have not been to the Spirit Halloween store this year, and I probably won't end up going if I haven't been there yet, because I think my son's not dressing up, and my daughter just ordered her costume from, like, Amazon or whatever. I like those things that you, they're like motion activated, and you walk up to them, and the guy's like, whoa!
There's some hilarious videos circulating about those.
Yes.
But I got a wig because I'm going to be like a dorky bowler or goofy bowler.
We could just go as yourself, but anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll make sure I send pictures. But real quick on the Oakmont thing, I say absolutely not. I mean, Pennsylvania could afford it because we have an $11 billion surplus. And why would we want to use it on anything practical like lowering the gas tax or lowering tolls? But that's never going to happen. But I say absolutely not. You're right. A few rich guys could easily afford that. And about Trump, what brought up Trump? We were talking earlier about Trump. Oh, blowing up the boats.
Yes.
His presidency, it's like a roller coaster ride on a daily basis. I mean, the government is shut down. He's building a new ballroom. Everybody's up in arms about that, even though it's not costing anybody anything but donors. And then he's blowing up boats. If you're not entertained by this, then you're not very easily entertained as far as I'm concerned.
Tell you who's not entertained is the Colombian Navy. That's for sure.
Do you think Tony Montana will end up dead?
If he's not already. It does surprise me that Trump has not had one of those press conferences and shown mugshots of all the people he's killed. Because nobody likes to take a victory lap like Donald Trump. And that's, honestly, he should show some receipts. Because I do understand the skeptics that say, what, you've killed 46 people or whatever. Are we sure they were all the worst of the worst? I don't doubt it, but I do think that you should show some receipts. I honestly do feel that way. 866-391-1020. Demand the yellow van. ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, you demand that yellow van. Musty smell in your basement, dark spots on your wall. Don't assume it's just old house smell. No, could be mold. Mold never waits. It spreads. It damages. It threatens your health. ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. You give them a call, 412-826-1010. We were just talking about Oakmont. That's where their office is, and that's where they keep all of their trucks, their apparatus, everything. I went over there and checked it out. Man, they're ready to go, and they will get out to your place quick as soon as you give them a ring that you got something bad going on like mold. So demand the yellow van. ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh, 412-826-1010. News, bottom of the hour, KDK. I was trying to get Bartley to just stay up all night. So he's going to the game on Sunday night and then doing Monday morning show, which you got to get in here. I guess once he started, 5:40? So I'd be in here at like 3, but I don't know what time he gets in. So he's going to get maybe 4 hours, 5 hours of sleep. I guess you could sleep. I was trying to convince him to stay up all night and be really alive for the show. So there was that. But who knows? I don't think he'll do it. I don't think he's got the zest for it. Anyhow, 866-391-1020 is that number. 866-391-1020. Coming up in about 10 minutes, you are not going to want to miss the first portion of what's going to turn out to be two segments that are super important. Matt Berkey is a professional poker player. He's from these parts. Leechburg, originally. Go Blue Devils, right? And in 2023, on a podcast called Only Friends Podcast, he said straight away, you'll hear it, that Chauncey Billups is involved in a ruse of a poker game that's fake, that's not on the up and up. He said that 2 years ago. And he said he first knew of it back in 2019. And wouldn't you know, man, he looked pretty good today when the FBI dragged Chauncey Billups out in handcuffs. I'll talk to him and find out what he knows, when he knew it, and how he had the gall to say it a couple years ago. But first, how about this story? I find this, speaking of money, I find this fascinating.
For 80% of our business, we don't transact pennies. It's just not worth the hole in my pocket.
There's a penny shortage. How about that? A penny shortage in this country right now. And there is a big back and forth over what to do at the Mint. And I was thinking about this at 866-391-1020. If they never made another penny and you never dealt with another penny in your life, would it impact you really all that much? I don't necessarily think so. I think you'd be all right with it. For me, I don't think it would affect me one iota. First of all, I do carry cash, and I'm all right doing that. Probably carry cash more than most people who are a little bit younger than me. I don't often use it. I just always have walking around money on me. I use my tap thing. I tap my phone. I'll use my debit card. But I do carry cash. That said, though, if they never made another penny, I'd be all right by it. I'll also say this. Think about this. So I went to get something, I don't know, it was maybe 2 weeks ago at the coffee shop. And I wanted to pay cash. And I did. And it came out to, let me try to think of how this was. It came out to, oh, okay. It came out to something, oh, it came out to some dollar and then 76 cents. Right? It was like 11.76. So the young girl was probably 20 who was working at the coffee shop. Okay. So it was like 11.76, I want to say. I gave her 12. I had a penny on me for some reason. It was in my wallet. I don't know why. I gave her 12.01. She looked at me like I asked her how to fly a spaceship. She handed me the penny back. I mean, and I know there's a way she could have just typed in the money that was given to me was 1201. She goes, I think you made a mistake. This is a fascinating conversation. This was just 2 weeks ago. I'm not going to name the coffee shop. She gave me the penny back. And I said, no. I don't want the 24 cents. I gave you the penny so I could have a quarterback, not like the football position, a quarterback, just one coin as opposed to all those coins. But I didn't say it like that. I said, so I could have a quarterback. She then just stopped dead in her tracks. This is a true thing that happened. And I go, no, let me. And then she went to put the penny in the drawer after she started to give it back to me. And I'm thinking, I go, can we start this all again? Because then it started to dawn on me. She then thought I was some sort of quick change artist or something, I think. And meanwhile, I'm not going to give her a penny and rip her off. I said, no, if I give you 1201 and it was, whatever, 1176, I said, then that puts it up to where I would get a quarter instead of, she called somebody else over. And she said, I don't understand what's happening. And she looked with it, like bright, like not you know, we started all over again. And the other lady made it happen for me. And it was at that point in time where if I was ever on the fence, I was absolutely okay with never dealing with a penny again. Here's why. Because I know how to deal with it. It just, other people don't. And plus it costs like 3.5 cents to make a penny. So it doesn't make sense from a monetary standpoint. But it blew me away as I was standing there. It was a Saturday morning. I gave her, and that's what it was. It was 11:76, and I gave her 12:01. And I'm not rude. I'm not going to be rude. And I wanted to talk it out, but we could have talked it out for 3 hours. And I don't think any way conceptually she was going to understand that. Now, then I started to think, this is probably a referendum on the school system and what has been taught to her and what she has learned or not learned or what has been part of the curriculum. And then when you talk about, should we just get rid of pennies, it's much like cursive. If they're not teaching it, I can't blame these kids, right? It just is what it is. She'd probably never got that in school, and it's not something that's important. So if it's not something that's important that they're teaching or not teaching in this case, why in the world does it need to stay in circulation? I mean, I'm all right by that. Take it out. It's going to get to the point where people, and there are a lot of people who are hesitant to do this because they don't want their identity out there. They want to only pay in cash. But it will get to the point where fewer and fewer and fewer places take cash anyway. And pennies will be taken out of circulation. I do feel bad for this girl. I didn't mean to out her, and I didn't. I didn't name the place. But it was such a helpless feeling because there were people behind me too. I wasn't holding up the line, but it was close. And I didn't want to give a tutorial on how to deal with this situation and just give me a quarter. And she also looked at me very skeptically because I'm a scary looking guy, I guess, and thought I was honestly trying to rip off the cash drawer. But what I did not want was 24 cents back. I didn't want to jingle jangle all that 24 cents around. I just wanted one shiny coin. It didn't even have to be shiny. One coin back. And it would have made it both of our lives so much easier. That's that. Coming up next, this piece of audio from 2 years ago will blow you away. Then at the top of the hour, I'm going to speak to the man who is responsible for the piece of audio you're going to hear next. First traffic. PJ Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement Traffic Center, KDK AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Trevin.
Colin, I can't wait for the top of the hour, man. You got me going. Meanwhile, you can expect usual Friday rush hour delays on all major arteries. The Parkway North might be some smooth sailing inbound, but outbound is slow moving as you work your way out of the city. Route 28 inbound, slow moving from the 31st Street Bridge. The traffic looks good heading towards the 31st Street Bridge, leaving town. With AAA Traffic, I'm Trevin on 101.FM, 100.1 FM, and AM 1020 KDKA.
Here we are. Man, this is interesting to say the least. So, top of the hour, we're going to have a guest, Matt Berkey. I'm going to link up with him. He better pick up his phone. Anyhow, he's in Las Vegas. He is a professional poker player. He is one over, it's approaching like $5 million playing cards, which is good life, right? Probably pretty stressful, though. And so we're going to talk to him. Why are we going to talk to Matt Berkey? It's because he was on a podcast in 2023, and he's big in the poker world. Me, I don't really know that card game world. It's not my cup of tea. I don't know much about it. But I mentioned his name to a couple people who are kind of like poker players, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, I see that guy's podcast. I know all about him, this and that. So household name in all of this. Well, in 2023, again, 2 years ago, he was on a podcast, which he's regularly on, called Only Friends Podcast. Give a listen to this story he tells.
Cheating's bad, okay?
It is.
There are a lot of stories about it. There's one that cropped up. This must have been like 5 years ago, 2019-ish, I think, 4 years ago, where there was this game. It started in L.A., and then it came to Vegas for a few days, and it was all built around Chauncey Billups. And I had heard about the game, and the person who told me about it was like, look, I know the game runners. I'm telling you 100% this game is on the up and up. And I was like, well, I know a lot of the people that are involved, and I'm telling you 100% that it is not on the up and up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of went back and forth, and I agreed that, like, I just wasn't going to go play it. But I had some friends who went and played it both in L.A. and in Vegas, and it obviously, like, was for sure confirmed to be cheated. Mm-hmm. Like, people who clearly didn't even understand the rules of No Limit Hold'em are just, like, jamming hundreds of big blinds in with like a gutty and then just drilling it. Yeah. Only the pros are losing. Like,
how is it figured out? Like, it just
I can't remember if this was the game where
over the loudspeaker.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That was Pierce.
Oh, okay. Well, it's still, I mean, it's not like Chauncey and Pierce don't know each other. You know, I feel like it's probably the same crowd overlapping there,
gotcha.
But maybe not. Either way, it was, you know, it was basically confirmed amongst all of the pros that the game was cheated, but there's just no recourse.
2023. He said that in 2023. And he said it was back in about 2019 that game was played. That essentially they'd bring people in who really didn't know how to play poker all that much or were kind of amateurs, and they would make them marks. They'd let them win, right? They wouldn't know what the hell they were doing, and all of a sudden, these people would win $500,000. You know why? Because then they'd come back next time thinking, look how easy this is. And they might even win one or two more times. But that thinking, geez, I got to go back. Hook them in. Let's go. Bring them in there. And then they'd get hammered. Hammered. And not just lose the money that they won. They'd get taken for more because they'd show back up thinking, easy money. And Paul Pierce, and that's who he named, I believe, Pierce. But also Chauncey Billups, clear as day in this. And it's quite obvious that he pointed his finger at an NBA crowd and said, these guys aren't operating on the up and up. Think of the risk that he took on this podcast, this gambling podcast. Matt Berkey, who's going to be my guest in 10 minutes from now. He's a Leechburg guy. Lives in Vegas now. And this kind of flew under the radar until, well, yesterday, when Chauncey Billups was in his hotel room and the FBI said, hello, FBI. Oh, gosh, that's one of the door knocks that you don't want. And they picked him up. But think about the risk that Matt Burkey took from the point that he said that to right now, and maybe even more so right now, considering organized crime is involved in this, allegedly. To come out and not just say, well, I hear some famous people, or I hear some people you may know, or there's even just some fake... No! He came straight out, straight away, on the record, on audio tape, on video, on a podcast people watch, and he named names and said who it was. And then the next episode just kind of happened, and it was what it was. But you talk about validation. That came in the form of a bunch of people in blue jackets with yellow lettering knocking on Chauncey Billups' door yesterday and hauling him off, and then having a press conference saying, even though this guy made $160 million playing basketball or whatever, he's in the middle of this faux poker game. I'm going to talk to Matt coming up in just a few minutes, top of the hour, and find out a little more when he exactly knew what he knew. And I think a big question is this. Are you now fearful at all that speaking the truth could get you in some trouble? We'll talk about all that coming up in just a little bit. News top of the hour right here, KDKA.